This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. Big shout out to our friends at WTCM News Talk 580 and WKOQ Big Talk 1490 in Whitehall. We are live and local in your backyard, smoking it up every Saturday. We're the Grilling Guys. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
What is cooking is olive oil and balsamics at Old World Olive Press. We are at their store in Rockford, Michigan, 1 out of 4, Rockford, Grand Rapids.
Plymouth and Birmingham.
Plymouth and Birmingham. I always want to say Fenton. It's going to be Fenton's next door.
Maybe it's a sign.
Talking about WKLQ over in Whitehall, I was listening to them just the other day cruising through the Whitehall-Muskegon area. Great station. Happy to have them on board.
Yep, we are. We're very happy to have them on board. You know, a little bit south of there, down in Berrien Springs, we're going to have a Blues Bands and Berrien Springs Best Wines, a great pairing. And it's a festival that's going to happen later in the month. And is Kate with us yet? Okay, she's not here. So we'll be talking a little bit about that festival here in a minute. But right now, Bob, I was last night had the opportunity to grill for a buddy. It was his birthday. We did a little bash down by the lake.
Brad the Builder.
He lives down on Murray Lake in central Michigan here. And I had an opportunity to bring the tech down. And I got down there with the tech, I was able to expose it to about 8 or 10 new couples that had never had the opportunity to eat anything off that tech grill. And I tell you what, I can grill a little bit, but you've taught me a lot about using that grill. It's complete infrared, and I tell you what, I made average steak into a fabulous meal for
you. You're a magician.
Well, you know, it helps when you got a good wand.
It does. Ooh. With that note, we're going to segue right down into Grand Haven's tasting room for Lemon Creek. Caitlin Lemon. Good morning, Caitlin. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Always good to talk to you, Missy. You've got a big gig going on this afternoon. Why don't you tell us about what Lemon Creek has going on today?
Yep. This is actually at the Berrien Springs location is where the event
right.
is. But we have our 5th annual Vintage Blues Bash going on. So we've got 3 bands lined up, Catman and the All-Nighters, Shake and Chill, and Elwood Splinters Blues Band, starting at 1 o'clock, going until 9 p.m. So,
now, if people are listening from around the state now, tell them where Berrien Springs is.
All right, we are in the southwest corner. We're about 20 miles north of the Indiana border near St. Joe, New Buffalo. That's,
okay, so you'd be like
wine country out there.
Yes, lazy, hazy, crazy. You're just north of 94 on 196, right? A couple exits up?
Well, actually, we're just south of 196 on 194.
So you're on 94. Okay.
Yep.
So Berrien Springs, you're very close to St. Joe. Check them out, Lemon Creek Winery. How late's this bash going on today?
Gates open at noon, and music goes until 9 p.m.
Okay, now your folks run this place. You grew up in that business. How long has Lemon Creek been in business?
The winery has been around for 28 years, but the farm has been in the family for 157.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, that's some heritage, Jop.
Yeah, it is. Caitlin, if I wanted to come down to this event, is there a charge?
Yep, it's $10 to get in for those 21 and over. It is a family event, so you can bring your kids. And with that, you get 5 wine tastings, a souvenir wine glass, and admission. So $10 per person.
Wow, what a deal. 5 wine tastings and the glass for $10. Come on.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Going to be a nice day, though, to have an event like that. It's going to be sunny.
I think it's going to be perfect. I really do. It's a nice little breeze, like 85 degrees, what the Weather Channel said. I think it's going to be great.
Okay, now Lemon Creek is near Lake Michigan, so you've got this time of year, even if it's hot wherever you're at, like in Detroit or wherever, Saginaw, Bay City, Flint, you go over to the Lake Michigan shoreline and you get a wonderful 10-degree cool-off at least.
Yeah.
And What a fun thing to do, to hang out and drink. Now, Lemon Creek Wines. Now, Caitlin's been to several of our events. She's a great representative for the company. But what a wonderful day, Jop, just to hang out. This farm is beautiful. The vineyard, it's picturesque, much like Fenn Valley, where we were a couple weeks ago. Very similar.
Just, right, not too far apart.
It really
and,
is. It's a good
beautiful
place.
Part of the country. If you've not been down to the southwest corner of the state, a great Saturday drive. You can pick up some great blues. I'm sure you got food down there, too, don't you, Caitlin?
Yep. We've got Outdoor Kitchen. They're grilling, so they've got pulled pork, brats, chicken, corn on the cob, you name it.
Okay. Well, Caitlin, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having
look
me.
Forward to seeing you in the near future, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Yeah, you guys enjoy yourselves.
Okay, Missy. That is Caitlin Lemon, Lemon Creek Winery. What a nice girl.
She is, and they make great wine.
Okay, if any of you single guys out there, this girl is a cutie. So I think she's still single. You ought to be going down to that wine event today. Bring all your buds.
Yeah, the bachelorette, the winette. There, we'll call it that.
Winette. Oh, man, we are in Rockford, Michigan, which is just north of Grand Rapids, and happy to be talking to you on the Michigan Talk Network. You go to thegrillingguys.com and check out our Facebook page / thegrillingguys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's grillingguy on Twitter. Right now we want to talk to We've got a guest producer today. We've got the big time. We hit it big, Jop, because we got Joe Arendt producing us today back at the big board. And I want to welcome Joe into the show and talk a little Tiger Talk, Joey.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, it's a beautiful day out here, and we've got a lot of festivities. We've got a cold glass of Hefeweizen. It's all good, baby.
Well, it's probably warmer than it is in here. I'm stuck in the indoors producing your guys. But, hey, I'm happy to fill in for Brian when he's gone.
That's very nice.
Everybody needs a vacation. But,
absolutely.
You know, went down to the Tiger game on Thursday, watched a winner. But tell us a little bit about the Tigers. They're leading the Central Division now, aren't they?
Nope. They are currently a half game behind the Chicago White Sox. This is a big series this week, and they got off to the right foot. Justin Verlander came in, gave up four hits. Unfortunately, one of them was a two-run homer. The Tigers scored four, though. 4-2 winners last night going into tonight and going into this afternoon's game and this evening's game. Tigers are now 50-44 on the season. And apparently
what are we stacked up against?
I'm sorry, you guys cut out there for 1 second. So one more time.
I just say, how are we looking for the rest of the season? What are we? How's our stack up in terms of the schedule?
The schedule is going to get tough in August. We have the Angels again. We have the White Sox again. We have the Yankees and Red Sox again. But ironically, with the slow start that we had, with all the expectations for this team, they have the exact identical record at this time last year than they did this year. So I think we're going to get Andy Dirks back off the DL. The trade deadline is the 31st come next week, so we'll see if they make a move for starting pitching. They have a lot of moves in the works. And also, Victor Martinez will come back in September, so I think that things are looking bright in D-Town as they will try to fend off the White Sox this weekend and become in first place and then hopefully run away with it as the season goes on.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. A little different start this year, but we are about in the same, almost exactly the same place as last year. So how you feeling about the bullpen?
The bullpen has been solid. They started off a little rocky, but they're coming around. It's led by actually Villarreal in the middle relief and Belo, and then Benoit. Valverde is always shaky. He's a roller coaster ride, but his last couple outings they've been pretty solid. He shut him down 1-2-3 last night. Got a little help from Quentin Berry in left field with the final catch. But other than that, we should be good.
About the time you give up on Valverde, he pulls one through. So
yeah, what are you going to do? He's Todd Jones all over again.
Don't say that. Well, listen, Joe Arendt, producer of Bakita and Bentley, thanks so much for producing us today, because we need all the help we can get to sound good.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Yeah. All right, Joe.
Coming up next, we're going to go to the East Coast. Big Paulie, our Goomba, going to talk a little bit about the crazy stuff that happened out in Colorado, the tragedy that was out there. And then we'll go out to Eastside and Captain Ken Glepker. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.